This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back, or I should say welcome back to the session with Stanley. Right here on the Real Side, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spent with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Look, I want to say hug a cop, but I'm not going to because that could be dangerous. But listen, these guys are being beat. Man, like in any arena, we have bad cops, but mostly good cops. We have bad teachers, but mostly good teachers. You know what I'm saying with this? We have bad legislators. I was going to say, but mostly good legislators. Okay, maybe that one went a little off on, but you know what I'm saying here. You know, I was in a restaurant the other day, ran out for something. Not that I'm a great guy, because I'm not saying it for this reason, but there was a sheriff came in. He looked kind of beat down. Looked like he had been working double, triple shifts, right? And I just told the girl in front of me, I said, here, pay for his meal, but don't tell him who did it. Just tell him that God said thank you. And walked away. It wouldn't kill you to do that. You know what I'm saying? And these guys are, it was a lousy, you know, probably he looked like he had a cup of coffee and a bagel in his hand or something. But it doesn't take much to let them know, to build up. I feel the same way sometimes. There are times when I feel like I'm, and again, I know I'm not, but there's times when I feel like I'm all alone, fighting all alone. Even my fellow colleagues in the business, they have different viewpoints on how to handle this stuff and how to take care of things, like some who have decided to stay with Facebook. For what? So they can browbeat you on a regular basis? Right? I mean, seriously. We are a terrestrial radio show. We were on stations all across the country. I thank the guys over at the GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, who took the show and sending it out on those airwaves so they could, other stations could pick it up. We have, God bless, we have stations all over the country. Like I said, Texas and Florida, Washington State, everywhere, really. And I appreciate you listeners, too. I know you don't have to listen to the show. You know, we're updating things as we go along as funds become available. We just redid the online apps, the Android app. I guess the Android, the Apple app, so that you can actually listen. If you want to sit in a park and you listen to the show, pick up a podcast, play something for a friend, it's there. And we have to share information with them. And make sure it's real information. Make sure we really have. That's why I brought Dan Pilla on. And I've told you guys a dozen times now. We were targeted. It was a political target. And it was easy to prove. But they didn't care about that. And they were coming after us for some big money. And when I got Dan on the phone, we'd already gotten wrong information. I'll put it that way. But, you know, Dan was able to set us straight. And some of the stuff he told me to do, I was extremely uncomfortable. Legal, but I was extremely uncomfortable with because I just didn't want to give the IRS any information. But everything he told me to do worked. Everything. All right? So I'm telling you that as using somebody who Tammy and I were looking at this going, I don't know how we're going to do this. We ain't got that much equity in the house, you know? And it's the IRS. But the IRS ain't that scary. He's right. When you have the information, you have the right people behind you, you can make it work. You can make it happen. And strictly, look at, go over to taxhelponline.com. This man is probably worth about $1,200 an hour if you really think about what it takes to go through the maze of what the IRS does. You should read his story. Read about him. But I mean, seriously, for the cost of a book, I don't even know what it is, $19, $29, $30, whatever it is, to get 15 minutes with him on the phone and don't, you know, don't waste his time with a 14-minute and 30-second story. Get to the questions, work it through, and I'm telling you, whatever the issue is, it doesn't shake him. And if you have a business and you're worried about some of the issues you're going to have because you did take the PPP loan or the SBA loan and you've got some issues, another call to make. Buy the small business book and make a call to him. You get what you need. We got the general's going to join me. I know some of you guys love him. I love him. I think it's great to have him on after the break. And we are hearing bits and pieces, but not a whole bunch. Because, you know, mainstream media doesn't want to. And even they are starting to crack under some of the pressure, some of the aggravation that they're getting from Joey B on domestic stuff. Right? So, I don't know. I mean, I am waiting to see when the second shoe's going to fall. I believe that, and we'll see what the general's going to tell me whether I'm right or wrong, but I think that the Chinese are going to make a play for Taiwan because Joey B's got no spine. Everybody in D.C. at the administration level is so worried about racism, has so ginned up racism for their power, that they don't care about anything else. They're not worried about what's going on across the globe. Russia's closing in on Ukraine. China's closing in on Taiwan. Russia engulfed or circled one of the UN slash, I think it was a UN slash, you know, American convoy in the air just the other day. China's got most of the control over rare earth minerals that provide materials for our websites, I mean, for our computers and such, and cell phones. Why? Because they've stopped us from mining a lot of it here. The Taliban now are pushing back. Why wasn't any of this stuff happening under Trump? I'm curious. And maybe I just wasn't paying attention. Maybe it was happening. Right? I'm going to ask the general about, there's a plan afoot to pull UN troops and American troops from Afghanistan. What does that do? It leaves a hole. How are we going to fill it? Show me, senior host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There are so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code George if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Are you sick of COVID? Tired of hearing, wear a mask, social distance, close your business? That's a major problem in everyone's life. What's the solution? How about 99.9% decontaminated air in every building? How about 99.9% decontaminated surfaces, such as doorknobs, stairway railings, walls, tables, and desks? How about all that decontamination happening in 3 minutes? Safe Air Network does all that. We have the only purification technology that purifies not only the air, but also all the surfaces. Visit SafeAirNetwork.com. That's SafeAirNetwork.com. And check out our technology and equipment now. Or call 503-585-5582 to schedule a free consultation and quote. That's 503-585-5582.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
All right, you're going to make a funny, take it for what it's worth. Anybody else feel like when Steve Scalise is on, Peter King is on TV, He's got like reverse Botox going on. He always looks like he's frowning, and I know he's not that kind of guy. You know, write him a note. Tell him be happy. You know, seriously, you've got a voice. You're making a difference. Be happy. Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. As I said to you earlier, you know, do something nice for our police officers, no matter how stupid or small it is. I don't care if they're behind you in line at McDonald's or wherever. I don't want to mention the other name of some of those places. But pay for the hamburger. Pay for their coke. Do something. Because they are getting pounded on. And I want you to think about something. Here is a stranger who doesn't know you, but is willing to come running into your house to protect your sorry little butt if you think somebody's broken in. If somebody's wailing on you in the street, in most cases, something goes wrong, you get in an accident, here's a perfect stranger that's willing to step in the way of danger to help you out. And these stories that you hear are far and few between. I'm sorry, do your own homework. These stories are far and few between when you hear about this. If you start looking at the numbers on the shootings, I did this for you guys. I'll bring my guests on in a second. I'm on a roll here. But failed police shootings through April 15th, okay? From January 1st to April 15th, fatal shootings are police shootings are at about 100, it looks like 161 total. Of those 161, 52 of them were black people. Three of them were unarmed. 109 of them were white people, and five were unarmed. But we're not burning down police cars. We're not smashing down windows. Stop taking misinformation from the other groups. Like you're hearing tonight about the 15-year-old girl that was shot. Think about that. Oh, the police shot a 15-year-old girl. They forgot the whole other part of the story. In mid-swing, ready to stab another young girl. So let's not let them get away with it. You know, I got to tell you. If we don't speak up, nobody else will. You need to speak up. Here's one of my favorite guests to have on. I know he's one of yours, too, as well. Retired Major General Paul Valley joins me, as he does from time to time. I appreciate his time with me. Maybe we can get some insight as to really what's going on overseas, because it hasn't stopped over there yet. General, thanks for joining me. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe. It's always a pleasure to be on your show.
Yeah, I very much appreciate that. I know... Man, there is so much going on to try to catch up with. Let's hit on some of the obvious stuff, like China and their encroachment on Taiwan and them trying to somewhat block, you know, the South China Sea. What really do you see playing out with them here?
Well, we've been playing out this China scenario for quite a while. And if we look at the sequence of events... We knew they were going to have some kind of intervention in Hong Kong. They did that. They basically took over Hong Kong.
Oh, yeah.
It was in the agreement not to do that, to let Hong Kong be a free economic society. But their long-range plans were to take it over. The next stepping stone was to take over Taiwan. Because of the policy that they've had in China, the One China policy. They've always considered Taiwan to be part of that One China policy.
Mm-hmm.
China has listed their dominoes. Taiwan is the next domino.
Wow.
But here what you have to consider is China only has one friend in that area of the Far East, and that's North Korea, who is basically an adopted child of China.
Right.
You have fine armed forces in Taiwan, in Japan, in South Korea. The Philippines, we're not sure which way they'll go, but they'll probably go with an alliance that includes also Vietnam and India. Those are all fine armed forces out there that don't like China. Now, we also have in that area two aircraft carrier groups of 8 to 12 ships. One of our aircraft carrier groups has more firepower than 80% of the countries of the world, conventional and unconventional, okay? We have 26,000 troops in South Korea. We have 10 or 12,000 in Japan. We have a Marine Division in Okinawa. We got assets in Guam. So if China decides, and they've had threatening moves, of course, in the last 30 days, by sea and by air, threatening Taiwan, but they're being watched every day. My only concern is, Joe, that Biden and his administration will not have the courage and the guts to stand by Taiwan. That's the question. Will they do it? I don't think so. We know Hunter Biden and Joe Biden have been compromised by the Chinese Communist Party.
Yep.
They're weak. They have no spine. I'm not confident the generals and admirals that we have today will do anything that's necessary. And so it's questionable what we'll do in concert with the alliances that have been set up out there, which I've just explained.
Well, he's already shown, Biden's already shown much weakness when it comes to military show or making the right moves. And not that I'm expecting him to fire off a shot every time something goes sideways, but at least stand his ground. You know?
He won't stand his ground.
No.
He's suffering severely, I think, mentally. Kamala Harris has no clue.
And God forbid it's Nancy Pelosi called the shot.
I know. Right. Now, our generals and admirals in the Pentagon have been compromised. They've been politicized. I have no confidence in leadership in the Pentagon right now. I have no confidence in the CIA. I have no confidence in the FBI.
Well, you know,
so that's where we are today. This is serious in America. And we can't, Joe, wait for the elections. We've got to do something. We've got to go on the offensive now. We cannot let this government continue to dismantle the United States by a move to communism and socialism.
No, I agree with you, but I don't know. What is that move? You know, I talking to somebody last night on the show about the fact that the rank and file of this country, if you would, it isn't the rank and file of the 60s and 70s where we had people who really understood, who came back from war, who knew what real oppression was, real socialism / communism was. You know, you're sitting here, China now is back, I think, in the driver's seat when it comes to rare earth minerals for our technology and what have you, right? Our pharmaceuticals. I mean, Biden
yes.
pretty much handed everything back to them.
Oh, absolutely. He's going to do the same thing with Iran. He's doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Iran feels very much encouraged.
Oh, of course, wouldn't you? All right, we got to go for a quick break. We both believe in capitalism. Be back in a minute. Joe Mancini, your host, the general, will be with me on the other side of the break.
You are cheap. No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden announced on Wednesday that the United States has administered 200 million COVID-19 vaccine doses in his first 100 days in office. That's led to more than half of the nation's adults to have received at least one dose. The president had initially set a goal of 100 million shots in his first 100 days, but later doubled that goal as vaccination efforts in states ramped up. Biden also thanked those working on the front lines to vaccinate their fellow Americans.
I'm proud of the work my administration has done to get Americans vaccinated. But more than that, I'm proud of the American people, the volunteers who showed up to staff vaccination sites in their neighborhoods, drove senior citizens to get their shots, FEMA, the military, the National Guard, state and local health departments, providers, running sites safely and efficiently.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
In 6 miles to Chicago, we got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. We're to the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Very, very heartfelt, meaningful song. I'm Joe Vasini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Major changes to the online app. Give it a try. Pull it down. Yes, it's not really beta, but it is the first version. Let me know what you think. It allows you to watch live, listen live. It allows you to do send me text messages during the show or send me an email or call directly from your phone if you have a question or what have you. Trying to make it as easy as I can for you guys to get involved and ask questions. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me bring him on. A great guest. Always enjoy having him on with us. Retired Major General Paul Vallely joins us as he does. General, again, always, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time. I really do.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah. And you truly live. You're out in God's country. I mean, seriously. And we gotta turn it into a country, you know?
Great state of Montana.
God bless. All right. So we're talking about, again, we have seemed to have forgotten about the Middle East here and really not paying much attention. And I am very concerned that this White House won't do anything. To your point, and it's true, Kamala Harris is totally clueless. And Joe Biden doesn't even know where he is half the time. I actually have friends at the White House to say they lead him around the White House, and to a big degree they have to point to where he has to go. Even though he was there for 8 years, he has no clue as to where he's going or what he's doing.
I couldn't believe that.
Yeah, to your point, though, him being compromised, the son being compromised or what have you, I don't know what he can do about China, Iran, Russia, and so forth. Is Russia somebody we should be watching? They are butting up against Ukraine and taking a look at that as well.
Yeah, but they have good reason to.
Okay.
They have good reason to. The Russians look at their borders just as we look at ours. And, of course, we didn't do nothing about taking out the cartels. Eastern Ukraine is primarily Russian and support Russia. Ukraine is one of the most corrupt nations of the world. Russia knows that. Putin knows that. Putin knows that he can't compromise the Black Sea ports that are there that they've taken over in Crimea. And so the vast majority of the Ukrainians in the eastern part support Russia.
Interesting.
And with the Ukraine government sitting there, Putin, he says, I'm going to control that. I'm not going to let the Ukrainians control it. And it's the same thing we should be doing on our southern border. But yet we go into countries like Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, but we do nothing about one of the greatest threats to America is the cartels.
Mm-hmm.
We do nothing. I advise Trump on a border plan to do something about the cartels. Nothing. And look what we have now with Biden opening up our borders. That's a threat.
But is it with the cartels? Let's talk about that for a second. Is it fear?
Sure.
Is it our inability to understand how they operate? We're not getting help from the Mexican government? What is it?
It's all of those things. We know where the 5 to 6 major cartels operate out of in the Sinaloa area, the triangle down there. We know they're now tied into the Chinese Communist Party as far as drugs.
Right.
They've taken over the fentanyl market. The cartels are responsible for killing more Americans than we've lost in the Middle East.
Wow.
Through drugs, through sex trafficking, murders, assassinations, Los Angeles, Chicago, Phoenix. And yet we let them control the situation of all this illegal border crossing now that's going on. We could take down the cartels in 7 days with good intelligence and special operations forces and our drones and satellites. 7 days. Put me in charge, I'll take down the cartels. But we do nothing.
No.
Now they're infiltrating up even through Vancouver, British Columbia.
Wow. Well, you've got a very strong president up there in Canada, too, don't we?
Yeah. The bastard son of Fidel.
Right, exactly. So, but really, you know, coming back to what's going on at the border, I agree with you. I mean, you're looking at the Texas governor now and I think it was the Arizona governor now willing to take it on themselves to protect that border.
Absolutely. They should have done it from the beginning.
Yeah, I don't know what they keeps them from doing that other than money, obviously.
Courage, backbone, but they're doing it. So much resides in the states right now, Joe.
Yep.
To enforce the nullification part of our Constitution, which we have states' rights. The states have the rights to nullify any federal legislation, law that violates the Constitution. Check it out, nullification. So if we have an alliance of states now that is being pursued, by the way, by a number of states to start refusing any kind of law to enforce that kind of law that's in violation of our Constitution.
I love the
sheriffs. Governors have a lot of control.
Oh, yeah. I love the sheriffs who said they would arrest federal agents that try to enforce unconstitutional laws. And I'm like, yay and amen. Go for it.
That's right. If you look at our recent newsletter from Stand Up America, U.S., you'll find that we just did an article on the sheriffs. And we have, 3,216 or 3,241, I can't remember the exact number of counties in America. The sheriffs are very, very, very strong, can be. And and a lot of sheriffs said, listen, feds, you come into our county, you try to take away our arms in violation of the Second Amendment, we will put you in handcuffs.
We've got the loon here in Los Angeles County. Hardcore lefty who has come out and said, I'm not enforcing any unconstitutional laws, and I'm not letting the local, the other local lunatic DA get away with it either. So I thought, I'm thinking,
yeah, they ought to put them in handcuffs. Put them in handcuffs. They're violating the law.
Yep. Yeah.
The law of the country.
Hey, listen, before we get too far into this and I forget, like I always do, tell people about Stand Up America, please.
Well, we've been around since 2005. General Tom McInerney and myself founded Stand Up America U.S. And it's Stand Up America U.S. If you just do Stand Up America, you'll find out that George Soros in 2015 established Stand Up America to counter myself and General McInerney. So it's Stand Up America U.S. The website is standupamericaus.org. And you can email us. Get our newsletter, comes out every Saturday morning, Stand Up America USA1 at gmail.com. though we're switching to other platforms right now, but that's our current email address. Help us out, donate, support us. We're doing great things, and we're releasing, we have released 22 editions of analysis of the Chinese Communist Party, more in-depth than the CIA has done, and that's on our website.
You know, I can't believe, or I refuse to believe, that the CIA doesn't have this information. The FBI as well. Well, the Department of Justice as a whole doesn't have a lot of information, and they're picking and choosing what to release and what not to release on what direction they want the president to head in. I see it happen at all levels of government.
Yeah, and we're releasing it as a private foundation. private foundation, as a citizens' foundation, we're releasing that to the American people.
Just amazing.
And the government won't do it.
All right, so real quick on Afghanistan. We're looking at, I heard tonight that the U.N. troops, they're talking about pulling the U.N. troops out of there as well. America's pulling out of there.
Right.
I know we can't stay forever.
Right.
Is that going to leave a hole for it to cave in on?
Well, it depends how you look at it. The generals and admirals haven't been able to win that war in Afghanistan for 20 years now.
Yep.
All right. Why should we have any Americans in jeopardy that can be blown up by the Taliban at any time for nothing? But there are options. We have what we call the lily pad strategy, where we can hit any target 24 hours a day anywhere in the world. So with our pre-positioned assets of Air Force, Navy, Army, and Marines, we don't necessarily have to be in Afghanistan. We can take down the Taliban and their time 24 hours a day. But we need the Afghans to stand up and be responsible, which they are. And I'm more worried about the women in Afghanistan than any. But we never took out the Taliban targets in Pakistan after we blew them out there. So anyhow.
Yeah, we'll be back in a minute from a break. You know, General, you said that on my show back in 2012. We'll talk about that more in a little bit. Don't go far, people. Be right back.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, 2-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
So, being a mom is a huge responsibility. I thought I had it all figured out, and then along came COVID. Instructions changed almost daily. Schools closed, wearing masks and social distancing. The one place I felt I could control was the safety of my home and protecting my kids in our personal space.
So, I bought an air purifier to keep my air clean in my home, only to find out that it wasn't safe to use and very costly with filters. To top it off, I was going around and wiping down surfaces with chemicals. That couldn't be safe for my kids or pets. Then I discovered Safe Air Network. They provided me with equipment that decontaminates 24/7 with no chemicals.
Protect your surroundings now. Visit SafeAirNetwork.com and check out our technology and equipment now. Or call 503-585-5582 to schedule a free consultation and quote.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. That's for like my favorite intro. It really is. You know, we have so over-feminized our men. And it started in the 70s when I was growing up, when they used to say, we had to get in touch with our feminine side. Yeah, okay, that worked out well. And now today, I was just informed by the first, what is she called, the first partner, which is Governor Newsom's wife, in case you didn't know. She's not the first lady, she is the first partner. Anyway. She had just let me inform me and millions of others that the verdict that we saw was restitution for toxic masculinity. Now, if you don't think she has a mental disorder, then nobody does. You know, Maxine Waters is a brain surgeon in your world. General Paul Valley, retired General Paul Valley, joins me as he does from time to time. I always appreciate his info. General, do you have a first partner too?
No, I have a wife of the old order. 50 years.
My God. How many?
But I got to tell you, 50 years.
God bless married. God bless you.
Yeah. But I've heard all this stuff, and I won't tell you, even within my family, one of the members of my family says, well, I want to have you meet my partner when you come down to California again. I said, what the hell do you mean a partner? Is it your boyfriend? Well, yeah, but they would call them partners. I said, well, partner's a business relationship. She didn't know what to say. Anyhow.
It's just amazing. Changing the words changes. You know, we're going a little off, veering off a little bit here, but my dad says it. It's so true. It's like, can we stop calling it PTSD? It doesn't really mean anything. When you say somebody's shell-shocked, I had an uncle. If you slammed a drawer, he jumped under the kitchen table. You knew what it meant, and you knew how to deal with it. You knew how to, you know, treat somebody or help somebody.
Right.
When you heard the word shell shock, when you hear PTSD, you're thinking, well, what do you have? You had a run in with the nail clippers? What does it mean? Right.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, when I help these people or help people suffering from that kind of thing, it's just amazing. Anyhow, so we were talking about some of the solutions, because, you know, it's easy to talk about the problems. They're all around us. But, you know, convention of states is one way to go. And as you were saying, it seems like we're building up momentum. I hope we do it pretty quickly. You know, before they start stealing a lot of these legislatures back.
Yeah.
We have, what, 36 or 37 of them?
We're calling it the Alliance of States now.
Okay.
It just is an alternative, Alliance of States that are aligning to rebel and against these federal government mandates that are coming down, which challenge the whole concept of states' rights versus federal rights.
Right.
And it takes strong governors to stand up to do that.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. And I'll tell you what I've been seeing is more and more people are starting to catch on to it. You know, doing a little bit of my own, I won't say investigating, research, and finding out with the convention of states, a true convention of states, according to the Constitution, they actually have more power than the Supreme Court. Nothing they do, for all intents and purposes,
absolutely,
the Supreme Court can shoot down, right?
Absolutely. And, of course, we have the weakest of Supreme Courts that we've ever had, even with the appointees that Trump put in. Other than Clarence Thomas, still seems to be the strongest one that supports the Constitution, the entire Supreme Court. But we can't depend on the courts to rule in favor. We know there's the audit going on in Maricopa County in Arizona right now regarding the election. Other states to follow. You can't depend on the courts. We have to depend on the states.
You know, I have she's an old friend of mine. I've been working with her for years, off and on organization she belonged to is called True to the Vote, and now she's with the Election Integrity Project. Her name is Linda Payne. I'm going to have her on the show next week. And last year, over a year ago, pretty much, she was screaming about the irregularities they already saw happening, and she was reaching out to Republican groups in every state saying, look, we have to be ready for this. Here's how they're going to do it. Here's what we have to watch for. And we're just behind the eight ball all the time. And again, you're seeing us fighting exactly what she said would happen. I'm hoping this new group coming up will start to take this stuff much more seriously than they have in the past.
Well, as we realized in Phoenix at our meeting with Turning Point USA last weekend, we've got to continually be on the offense. Don't play defense now.
That's right.
Everybody's got to be on the offense at the school district level, the county level, the state level. We've got to be on the offense against this accelerating dismantling of America and the movement to communism and socialism. Stand up, America. Stand up and fight now. Every family and every county in America. That's what I'm asking everybody to do.
You know,
we cannot destroy this fine country.
Yeah, people need to get their talking points in order and not a big, long discussion, all right? You hit them with the facts. You turn around. You want to talk about systemic racism? You want to talk about a country that, what is it, the black population in this country is 13%. Barack Obama, one of the worst presidents we ever had in the world, a black man, was reelected twice by good numbers. So how that happened, unless they cheated like crazy, would say, no, I don't. I believe that he won fair and square. How would that happen in a country that is heavily systemically racist? It's impossible.
Exactly.
Use your brains and put the symbol together.
I always wanted to ask Obama, how about your white mother? What would she think? Nobody ever asked about his white side. They always talk about his black side.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. It's
you ever notice that?
Yeah, well, they're afraid. And fear is what's killing us. People are afraid to speak up. They're afraid to say anything. I want to go back to, You people got to get off your butts and start taking back the school districts. I don't even care about the city councils anymore. You take back the school districts. You make sure that the proper education is being put out, that a proper curriculum is being put forward. And you can turn this around. These people have controlled our education system for over 20 years. It's amazing to me.
All right, yeah, one of the initiatives that Turning Point USA has with Charlie Kirk is divest. And we see it happening now where these foundations and wealthy people are not funding these private schools and universities anymore because of the woke philosophy, the anti-white philosophy, and what's going on. And so I ask everybody that would ever contribute to any kind of a school not to contribute to those schools if they're invoking all of this left-wing sociology,
yep,
and the woke, basically, and the critical race theory, the things that they're putting in, even at the grade school levels.
Oh, yeah. They're starting at a very young age.
Don't give them any money.
Look, I don't know this because I was in the military. You guys wouldn't take me. But from what I read and some of the men I'm speaking with.
I'd have taken you, Joe.
Thank you, General. I had to go out and get my own helicopter pilot's license because they wouldn't take me. But when you think about it, how do they break somebody down? They're constantly on them about how weak they are, what a piece of crap they are, and you know, the amount to nothing. And what have they been doing in our education system? To your point, starting in elementary school, telling the white kids that they're nothing, that they're racist, that they're bad people. Because of why? Their skin color, something they had absolutely nothing to do with. They're very smart people.
They challenge that at every opportunity. And again, I say do not put any money into any private schools or Catholic schools or whatever that have bent towards the socialism, this woke philosophy, critical race theory. Shut them off. You shut their money off, that'll change them. Because that's the money that pays the professor's salaries, the teacher's salaries.
Oh, yeah. And stop sending your kids there. I mean, you know, all
Absolutely.
These people that tell me that their kid wanted to go to so-and-so, I say, look, you paying for this? Yeah. Then tell them where they're going. Don't send them to schools that are hardcore liberal schools that are giving money to organizations and places that you're 180 degrees opposed to. Why would you do that? Makes no sense.
Yeah, send them to Hillsdale. Hillsdale's one of the best schools in America. Send them to Hillsdale. Uh-huh. They'll get a good education.
I agree with you. It's about time we start being parents. We start being grandparents. We start speaking up. I mean, a lot of grandparents are afraid to say anything because they may not see their kids. You know what? You might not see your country anymore. You need to open your mouth.
Right. Yeah, stand up and go on the offensive. It's like wearing these masks. You know, I had a little confrontation at the airport because I am considered immune. But once you've had the vaccine, and they're still wearing these masks all around. Even if you tell somebody, oh, well, you better have your mask on, cover your nose. I mean, we're lambs. They've made us into lambs in this country. Stand up and take the mask off. Now, there's occasions when you should wear a mask. But we all know when that is, when someone's sick around you, with coughing and hacking.
Well, I like
that. So we've got to de-mask America.
So you tell us to go get a flu shot every year, right? And some people get it. I don't get it, but some people get it. And they tell them, you know, that way there, if you're out and about and somebody has the flu, you won't get the flu or you'll get very minor symptoms. So they're telling us this shot is nothing more than, it's like a flu shot. Well, actually, no, it's not. Mm-hmm. It's an empty bottle of liquid because you can still get it. You can still get sick. You still have to wear a mask. You still have to. So help me understand. I realize that they're saying that you won't get it as bad if you do get it. But tell us the truth.
Yep.
All right, real quick, tell people where to find Stand Up America.
StandUpAmericaUS.org. Come visit our website. We've had some great postings on there just within the last 48 hours.
General, always a pleasure having you on. I mean that sincerely. People go out. You have to support organizations like his or we won't make it. We'll be back. You got me for the next hour, and it's all me. Good luck to you. We'll be back in a little bit.